Manuscript Releases, Volume 5, Numbers 260 to 346. M.R. Number 290, Billiards and the Billiard Hall. Teach your families that the angels of God are coming in and going out of your house and guarding and watching over the children of men. He wants you to tell them how they appeared to Peter, how they appeared to John, how they appeared to those who suffered in prison for the truth's sake, how the Lord wrought in behalf of John, how he wrought in behalf of Paul and of Peter, how the angels of God from heaven came right into the prison house and took their prey out of the hands of the enemy. God is constantly working in behalf of his people, and what credit do you give him for it? Angels of God are all around us. You do not discern them with your human vision. Satan and his angels are here in this house today. Oh, we want to know these things, and fear, and tremble, and to think much more of the power of the angels of God that are watching over and guarding us than we have done hitherto. We want to place ourselves under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel. We do not want to be serving Baal. We do not want to be giving ourselves up to the powers of darkness. Angels of God are commissioned from heaven to guard the children of men, and yet they draw away from their restraining influences and go where they can have communication with the evil angels. And then the evil angels fasten impressions in their minds that they will never get rid of so long as they live, just as going to the theater, billiard hall, and all such places lead them from the path of God to stand under the black banner of the Prince of Darkness. Oh, that we might all obey the injunction of the Apostle. Read 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17, 18. Oh, what an infinite sacrifice was paid for our redemption. Look at the long fast of Jesus Christ in the wilderness of temptation. Look at all he endured, the agony of the cross, in order to save man. And then, I ask you, what shall we do on our part? God help us that we may come under the influence, the special influence, of the Spirit of God. Then he will let it come upon us with power. He will communicate light to us from heaven, and we will walk in the light, and live in the light as he is in the light. Life is too short, the hours of probation too precious, for us to make a mistake in our religious life. Earnest men, men of strength, are needed in the Master's service. The call comes to us, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." As we obey this command, the power of the Holy Spirit will come upon mind and body, bringing them into conformity to the will of Christ and renewing us in his likeness. The hereditary and cultivated tendencies to wrong will die, and Christ will be formed within the hope of glory. It will be seen that we are indeed followers of Christ. We are not to trust in our own wisdom, but in the wisdom of God. This will bring into the character the patience, kindness, and love of Christ. And we are to remember that in doing well the work lying nearest us, we shall be prepared for a wider field of usefulness. There is to be constant growth in grace. We are to make constant advancement in preparing for the future immortal life. We shall leave behind no knowledge that in this world we have gained of God and heaven. This mental and spiritual wealth we shall take with us when we answer the call, "Child, come up higher." Let us strive to help those connected with us. To this work, let us devote our tact and ingenuity. Let us reach higher and still higher for purity and devotion, our hearts filled with a desire to know the will of God. Let us consecrate our all to the service of humanity. We shall receive our reward in the future life. Reveal the living charm of the Savior's life. Represent Christ by revealing faith and hope and love. In short, copy the pattern. Let your light shine out in good works. Christians have no need of desire for the billiard table, the theater, the dancing hall, or the many other forms of worldly diversion. A Christian does nothing which he cannot do to the glory of God, upon which he cannot ask the blessing of God. Work as in the presence of the heavenly intelligences. God calls for loyalty, for faithfulness, for we have been bought with a price. Stand firm in the faith, and you will be more than conquerors through him who loved you and gave his life for you. To all who claim to be in his service, God says, "Ye are a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men." 82, 1903, 7-9. The Promise of the Spirit, Diary, September 25, 1902. Released January 21, 1972.